Lions.
Uh-huh.
Getting ready to say the Lions and it evokes a chuckle.
I'm sorry.
maybe you saw the story I saw that I wanted to bring up here. Apparently, the Lions, of course, are getting ready to kick off the season next weekend. Pat was mentioning, Michigan State this weekend.
Yeah.
They're going on. In fact, State is Friday night.
Yeah, they're Friday.
They've done a lot of Friday night kickoffs the last couple of years,
but it seems
think.
Like maybe like two last 4 years, something like that. Seem right. Yeah.
But so they'll both be good anyway. And SVSU, for that matter.
Yeah, that's a Saturday night kickoff.
Yeah, Saturday night at home.
Mm-hmm.
Which, again, we should remind folks, Michigan football coverage, 11:30. I should say 11 o'clock this Saturday morning on 790. SVSU football this Saturday evening at 6:30 on 100.5.
Mm-hmm.
As we're preparing to get into our football broadcast. But I want to jump to the Lions just because it was interesting, I thought, yesterday, that quarterback Jared Goff apparently is very confident. He is not... I'm sorry. This is like piling on the Lions even before the season starts.
Uh-huh,
not even giving head coach Dan Campbell a chance. Jared Goff apparently has not been having the Lion experience because he has the expectations that the Lions are going to win the division. That's what he said yesterday.
Well, all right.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said, we feel really good.
Well, that's what Campbell wants.
Yes, he does. He says, internally, our expectations are to win games and, first of all, win the division. That's always the expectations. Win the division and then go from there. Externally, I couldn't care less and honestly don't really know what the expectations are.
All right. Okay.
Shall we tell him?
You know, I mean, they have to go in with that attitude. I'm all for it, I suppose.
I like it, especially with new coach Dan Campbell. He's preaching that, you know, you go in there to win.
Yeah, right.
Meanwhile, paper bags are in demand.
Well, unfortunately, there are some fans that need convincing. And if you trust the experts and analysts, they're not too confident. As this story says, Las Vegas oddmakers have the Lions having a better chance of winning the first-round draft choice than they do of winning the division.
So we have a backup quarterback that's broken a finger now and maybe questionable.
Well, I think actually they ended up probably with the guy. I think the guy who is now their backup quarterback should have been their backup quarterback.
I think
David Blau should have been. Yeah.
My question is, do they have anybody else in the backfield that can throw the football in the event those two aren't able to do it?
Their wide receivers coach is Antoine Randall L. He threw a great pass in Super Bowl 40 at Ford Field, if you recall, for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I do remember that, yes.
Maybe they could throw him in there if all else fails.
That's a few years ago.
That's only 16 years ago.
He was out of the Big Ten. He could play
football. That's right, yeah, he could do it, yeah. That's right, he played for Indiana. That's right.
Yes, I forgot about Antoine Randall L. Oh, man. That's a good question because the Lions were prepared to carry three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if there's another one or not.
Well, let's hope that it doesn't get to that point.
Yeah, right.
That'd be really bad.
Yeah, if it does get to that point, you're in trouble.
By the way, the Lions had the second worst odds to win the Super Bowl. Second, not the worst. Houston Texans.
I was going to guess Jacksonville.
Jacksonville right above the Lions, according to FanDuel.
Hey. If you've got WSGW promo code for FanDuel, we'll trust FanDuel. Well, which means, fans, that you could probably get a nice return on your investment if you're a person who's confident and want to put a little money down here and there.
Yeah. You can do that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm laughing.
I appreciate Goff's confidence and,
Here's the thing. I believe Lions fans, they know this is not going to be a great year. I think they just want to see some good effort, see if Dan Campbell can get this team to actually fight here and there, and maybe they'll like that. Maybe that'll be a start. I don't think Lions fans are under any illusions at all about how tough this season might be.
Well, I think you're right. We appreciate a good fighter. And if anything, finish a game. I mean, how many times do we have leads? Get a lead and finish it. Goff further said, by the way, going back to his confidence, it's a new regime, it's a new staff, weren't very good last year, but this is a whole new thing. But we're just like every other team in the league. There's expectations. I don't know what the stat is, but every year there's new teams in the playoff. Every year there's teams that were in the playoffs last year that aren't, and why not us? Why can't we be that one that wasn't in last year that gets in this year?
There you go.
Why not? Because that does happen.
Yeah.
That does happen. So we go in with confidence. We appreciate that we have a leader with confidence. And let's just hope that confidence off the field is represented on the field.
Forward down the field.
Oh, let's hear that song several times.
And the preseason was 0-3.
Let's move on. Remember, wasn't the 0-16 year when we finished perfect in the preseason?
Yeah,
so preseason means nothing.